There is a new policy at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. It's a policy that will help many UW students finally be recognized by name.
My name's Jonah Welch, and that's J-O-N-A-H, and then Welch, like the grape juice company.
Names are symbols of who we are as people. They're symbols of our identities and of what makes us unique.
I mean, our names are associated with a lot of emotions and history. You know, you have memories of your family calling you by that name, people writing you letters to that name, people you're in relationships with saying your name.
At age 19, Jonah decided to change names.
Having a new name suddenly when I was like 19 years old felt very scary at first because it was sort of like a grieving process of like, I have no memories associated with this name yet.
Jonah is now a senior at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. This is the first year at UW that professors will automatically call Jonah by the right name, the one chosen 2 years ago. This is possible because of UW-Madison's new preferred name policy. The university is beginning to implement the policy this fall. It allows students and staff to indicate a preferred name other than their legal name in the UW system. Associate Dean of Students and Director of the LGBT Campus Center, Gabe Javier, helped establish the new policy.
I think that students were looking and waiting and wanting this. And I think that it meets their expectations of a world-class university like Wisconsin.
Students like Jonah were waiting.
I used it the first day it came out, actually. I've been getting the emails which the LGBT Campus Center has been sending out about where they are in the process of doing that. They started working on it last year, and it's, of course, been an idea in a lot of people's heads for quite a few years. But just took a lot of negotiation, and I really appreciate all their work. I got the email saying that it was finally an option, and I went in and used it like right away.
Students can indicate a preferred first and middle name online, given that it is not used for misrepresentation, of course. Their preferred name will be used on their online UW account, on class rosters, and in the UW directory. Many students will benefit from this policy. International students, for example, who use English names, can benefit. Students who have simply never gone by their birth names can benefit. Or, like Jonah, students and staff who are genderqueer or transgender can benefit from the service.
My identity is really complex. I identify as genderqueer because I don't see myself as a man or a woman at all. I think those are really kind of artificial categories that I don't fit with in certain senses.
The policy will help students' identities be recognized by the campus community.
In previous semesters, for example, if I would forget to email professors before the semester started that I had a preferred name, it would usually end up they would call my name for attendance. And I would have to hear this name that I didn't really like, and then I would have to talk to them afterwards and be like, actually, you know, and kind of explain things.
To date, 526 students use the preferred name policy.
For those 500 or so students, it's probably really important, you know, so we're talking about a deep impact, not necessarily a broad impact, which doesn't make it any less important.
That was Gabe Javier again. He said the policy is still in the process of implementation. Some of the next places we can expect to see preferred names are on photo rosters and on student ID cards. The goal is for a consistent name experience throughout the university, except when legal names are necessary.
What we're doing is creating a great institutional history about how to make this policy happen that I think other universities will look at and be impacted and influenced by.
Students at UW-Madison are certainly already beginning to feel the impact.
It really just helps with feeling recognized and also like, It is my name. It's my name. The other name is not my name. When I like see my given name, I feel this weird disconnect, not only from the name, but like suddenly I feel like I'm not quite myself anymore. I don't know how to explain it. It's this weird distance. Nobody should have to like go through that every day, and it's great to be able to just see my actual name on things.
Reporting for Curb Magazine, this is Emily Rapley.